Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ralph Terry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Felix Mantilla. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Bennett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Bennett. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantilla. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a pop-up towards first. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gonzalez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling misplays the ball. That's an error on Schilling. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantilla. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Wagner moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bennett has Wagner trapped. There's the throw to Tillman and over to Jones, who tags Wagner for the out. Hinton moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2-2. two outs. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantilla. Terry reaches second base with a double. Hinton scores. Gonzalez goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Dennis Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantilla. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantilla. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Colavito scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Bob Dulaba now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli misplays the ball. That's an error on Petrocelli. Wagner moves to third. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wagner tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Askew moves to second. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-2 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alves hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas throws the ball into Horton, who tags Colavito trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Askew moves to second. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone pinch hits for Bob Dulaba. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Stevenson now pitching. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 3 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alves. The throw from Tillman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Alves goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first, with Terry covering, for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Jerry Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don McMahon now pitching. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Indians. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 4 in the game. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alves hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli strikes out. One out. Eddie Bresud pinch hits for Jerry Stevenson. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-4 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.